Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever had a moment where you were sure God was speaking to you, and then 5 minutes later, you started to wonder, was that really God, or was that just me? Many believers live in that tension every day, wanting to obey God, wanting to follow His leading, but secretly asking, how do I know I actually heard from Him and not my own thoughts or emotions? All through Scripture, we see a God who speaks to His people. The same God who spoke then still speaks today. The real issue for us is not whether God is speaking, but whether we can recognize His voice when He does. If you can learn to discern God's voice, you can stop living in constant confusion and start living with a different kind of boldness. Join us as we unlock the biblical keys to discernment in today's message titled, Recognizing God's Voice. Be blessed as you listen.
Learning to hear God's voice is precious. It's very important. Instead of going through life blindly, we can have the wisdom of God guide and protect us. So how do you recognize the voice of God? Let me start by saying that recognizing the voice of God is so much easier than we think. Many times you read in the Old Testament about God speaking to His people. For example, there is a recurring text of Scripture in the Old Testament that says, the word of the Lord came to. It's a common theme, I'm telling you. And it's a common way to describe direct communication from God to His people in the Old Testament. Let me give you a few examples. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. It's a recurring introductory verse in the book of Jeremiah, indicating that God was speaking to the prophet. For example, Jeremiah chapter 1, it says the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, and the priests who were in Anatoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. You see Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah 33 also says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is His name. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I'm talking about the fact that God speaks to His people. He is speaking. He spoke in the Old Testament time and He's speaking in the New Testament. Jeremiah chapter 32 also says that then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? You see, he says the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. In the book of Samuel, we also see that Samuel heard the voice of God 3 times. And because he was just a young guy, he thought it was a priest. And then ran to Eli and found out later actually is the Lord speaking to him. So how can you hear God? That's the question. How do you know God has spoken to you? That's another question. I have good news for you because in this message, I'm going to give you some guidance regarding how you know that the Lord has actually spoken to you and directing you, instead of thinking that's the devil or your flesh. In John chapter 10, particularly in the New Testament, you know, if you read that chapter yourself, you will see many times our good shepherd was talking about the fact that we can hear his voice. The question is, how do you know if you have heard from God? The best way to understand that is in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. He says this, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Very important. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when you have heard God, when something has been quickened to you, faith will spring into action. faith will come alive or be activated, then you know it's God speaking to you. So that's the best way to know that you are hearing from God. All of a sudden, there will be faith. Or you could say there will be a vision and faith for that vision. Or there will be a revelation. Or there will be understanding. Or there will be wisdom, I'm telling you. You need to understand that faith comes by hearing, not by having heard. You know, people cannot rest on revelation they received from God years ago unless they are still hearing the Lord speak those same truths to them now. Because it's about hearing, not just you heard. Yes, what you heard yesterday could be only for yesterday. But if God is continuously talking to you, then that's the one you are taking in steps, you see. He speaks all the time. When we hear God or when the Spirit quickens something to us, there's going to be understanding. There is going to be wisdom. There is going to be vision. There is going to be faith springing forth, I tell you. All of those things are indications, you could say, of having heard from God or having something quickened to us or hearing God's voice. So we should be expecting God to speak to us, my friend. The Lord doesn't fail to speak. We fail to hear. He's speaking all the time. Therefore, we can expect our faith in the present tense if we will open our spiritual ears to hear what God's word is saying to us. Very important. So are you longing to hear from the Lord, but you don't know where to start? I have good news for you. So what are some practical steps to listening to God, since we know that He speaks? How can you become more attuned in your relationship and listen to God? My answer is reading the Word, obviously, reading the Word of God. You've got to be in the Word of God. If you want to hear God, read the Bible, my friend. Reading, meditating, thinking on the things of God all the time. You just keep meditating, keep reading, keep thinking on the things of God all the time. Praise Him, living a life of thanksgiving, being grateful for the roof over your head, being grateful for the food you eat and the car you drive, and whatever it is that you have in life, be grateful, be thankful, be a blessing to other people. Look for ways to bless people. Look for ways to speak words of life, words that edify, words that lift people up. Don't be a judge. Don't be a critic. I tell you, hear the word of God. So how can I get more in tune with hearing God? These are the things you would do. Stay in the word of God. Stay in the spirit. Be grateful. Be thankful. Live to give. Live to bless people. The more you start thinking of others, all of these things are tuning you to the Spirit of God, my friend, and you'll be sensitive to His voice. When you live in the Spirit, you will be in tune with the Spirit. But if you are a judge, judging people, criticizing people, if you are a complainer, all the time complaining, if you have a victim mentality, you are out of tune with the Spirit. And it will be very hard for you to hear the things of God. So that's how we do it, my friend. You can get in tune with God. You can get in tune with the Spirit of God. Just like when we tune piano or you tune guitar. I tell you, you can tune your spirit by being in the Word of God, being thankful, being in the Spirit, praising God, living by the fruit of the Spirit. Living to bless people, looking for ways to help others, and then don't judge, like I said before. Don't criticize. Don't complain. Those are good things to do so you can be hearing from God because you are walking by the Spirit. And that's how you hear from God. A lot of people are busy all the time and they are getting nowhere. They have not actually prioritized hearing God's voice. They've not set hearing God as their top priority. You know, Jesus spoke about this in the book of Luke when he visited Mary and Martha with his disciples. Martha was busy about many things and was getting offended that Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening to Jesus. But Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried about a lot of stuff, but this one thing is needful, that you hear the word of God." I'm just paraphrasing this, you see? So one thing is needful for you and me, to sit and hear the word of God, to study the word of God, to pray, to be in fellowship with him, to communicate with him all the time. You see, Mary chose to prioritize her relationship with Jesus by sitting and listening. That was her priority. And he chose that over many other tasks that Martha would focus on. We have a choice to prioritize spiritual connection and being in God's presence as the one thing needful, as the one thing that we need over distractions and busyness and so on and so forth. A lot of people are performing, they are working, they are doing, they are filling every minute of the day with activity because they don't want to be alone with their own thoughts. They don't want to be alone and have to give time to that which would give them life. And so we fill our lives with activities so that we don't have to hear our heart cry out with hunger. You see, your heart is hungry for God, but you are trying to feed it with other things. You are trying to satisfy that with performance, with work, with duty. My friend, yes, we all need to work. I am not saying don't work, but I'm just saying, where is your heart? What is your priority? Are you allowing your heart to feed on the things of God? And that's the issue. That's the question. Are you going to be a Martha or are you going to be a Mary? And I believe God has called us to sit at his feet. And not that we are not doing things, but that which is most important is to feed on the word of God, is to communicate with God. Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." You see, Jesus is teaching us a lesson in priorities. While responsibilities are part of life, they should not take precedence over a deep connection with God. One of the greatest ways to hear God is to spend time with him in prayer. Praying is conversing with God. You talk to God, he talks to you. But you are not limited to that alone. God talks to me when I least expect it. I'm telling you, many times I can be doing housework or taking a shower or driving the car or doing a job and God speaks. But it's all because I have been spending time with him. It's because I have been tuning myself to be hearing him by being spiritually minded, my friend. So hearing God can be in prayer or in the word of God, but it can be any other time. There are no set parameters to this. We walk and talk with God all the time. And so you should be expecting things to be quickened to us as we go through the day, I'm telling you. The expectation of the righteous cannot be cut off. Expect God to speak to you every single day. As a believer in God, you have the Spirit of God in you who communicate with the Holy Spirit. Expect that God will talk to you anytime. So make sure you are in tune with God. Make sure you are walking in the Spirit. And if you have not received Christ, then this is not applicable to you. Because you need to be saved to get Holy Spirit in you, and then the Holy Spirit will communicate so that your spiritual ears and eyes will be open. I tell you, hearing from God is much, much easier than you think. And if you want to receive Christ right now, you should pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.